Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, John, a common question flows out of the book of James. In chapter 2 and verse 21, it says, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar?" And then a couple of verses later, James writes that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. Well, that could easily be read as an argument for a works-based salvation, couldn't it? We believe in God, we do good things, He saves us. How do you interpret it?
Great question, Denny, and I know many people have this question. Is James in conflict with the rest of Scripture? Of course, even the Old Testament, Habakkuk says, "The just shall live by faith," and that's repeated numerous times and delineated and carefully argued in the New Testament. Salvation is by grace alone. It is by faith and not of works, according to Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. So what in the world is James saying when he says Abraham, our father, was justified by works? The answer to that is simply this, that while justification before God was not by works, being righteous before God was not by works, being deemed righteous by men was by works. In other words, show me your works and I'll believe in your faith. And that's what James says. Your true salvation by faith is demonstrated in your works. That's why Paul says in Philippians, work out your salvation. God has worked it in, and you work it out. So when we look at Abraham and see him willing to offer up his son as an act of obedience, we know God had transformed his heart.
All right, thanks, John. This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. For more in-depth teaching, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.